Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Why Do Students Resist Open-Ended Projects? Let's dive in. Picture this. You hand out Lego building instructions, and students dive in with focus and enthusiasm. But announce, create something original, and you're met with deer in headlights stares. It's a fascinating paradox. We desperately want creative thinkers, yet our students seem to crave structure. Today, I want to help you transform that open-ended paralysis into confident innovation through thoughtful challenge design. Here's what's really happening when students freeze at creative freedom. They're experiencing what I call creativity's version of blank page syndrome. Too many choices literally overwhelm the brain's decision-making capacity. Students don't need creative freedom, they need creative constraints. Think about design thinking methodology. We never tell designers to solve anything. We say, solve this specific problem for this specific user. That focus becomes the launchpad for innovation. The research backs this up beautifully. Novices need more structure. Experts thrive with less. Vygotsky's zone of proximal development applies perfectly to creativity. Students need guided practice in innovation before they can fly solo. Think of it as innovation training wheels, structured creativity that builds both skills and confidence. So here's your tactical classroom fix. Instead of saying, create a project about the Civil War, try design a museum exhibit that helps 8-year-olds understand one specific Civil War battle. Notice the difference? You've defined the audience, suggested a format, and narrowed the focus, but creativity still has room to flourish within those boundaries. Let me share a real transformation I witnessed. A high school physics teacher was frustrated with her design and invention projects. Students produced generic, uninspired work every semester. She shifted her approach completely. The new challenge became design a solution for our school custodian's 3 biggest daily challenges. Students interviewed the custodians, identified authentic problems, and created targeted innovations. The result? Genuine engagement, real audience connection, and remarkably creative solutions, all because clear boundaries replaced overwhelming freedom. Your immediate action step is simple. Audit your next open-ended assignment. Add 3 specific constraints. Define the audience, specify the format, and establish 1 non-negotiable success criterion. Give students meaningful choice within these guardrails, not paralyzing unlimited freedom. Here's the bigger picture that transforms everything. Innovation isn't about working without boundaries, it's about working creatively within them. When we teach students to embrace constraints as creative fuel, we're preparing them for real-world problem-solving, where limitations consistently spark the most brilliant solutions. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. Innovation belongs in every discipline, and we're building a community of educators who believe the same. Visit theinnovationteacher.com to explore resources and share your own stories of teaching innovation.